Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, Vennie Gore, Assistant Vice President of Housing and Food Services. And we are talking about a very impressive new development over at the Brody Complex, known as Brody Square, and a very important ceremony today, the official grand opening. Hello, Vennie. How are you?
I'm doing super. How about yourself?
Just fine. Tell us about the event this afternoon. I understand President Lana K. Simon was over there and a number of other officials from the university.
Yes. So today we had our grand opening of Brody Square. It's a major renovation to the main building that was built in 1955. So it's roughly about 55 years old, and it had sort of seen its useful life. When it was built in 1955, it was state-of-the-art, and so we wanted to create another state-of-the-art facility in this new generation as we start the early 21st century.
I had a chance to stop over there for lunch not too long ago with my friend Ken Horvath, and I was very impressed by what I saw. Can you describe it for our listeners?
Yes, I can. I'll try to do the best I can because I think it's nothing that you can describe. You have to see it. It is a venue that's roughly about almost 88,000 square feet, so it's fairly large. It's divided into 9 seating areas, and it seats about 1,000 people. However, you don't feel like you're sitting in a place with 1,000 people. There's always like these small little restaurants. And it has 9 food venues. Pangea, which does our international flavor. We also have Homestyle, which is all the meat and potatoes that you normally get at home. We have Boiling Point, which is our pasta station, and we make our own pasta. Our Southwest Cayenne station is we do burritos, so you can make your own burritos there, and we can customize it to how you like, and we make our own tortillas there, and we also have a sushi and salad station and a salad bar. And then, of course, every student wants pizza, so we have a pizza station along with a sandwich-making station, and we also have what we call Brimstone, which is hamburgers and chicken burgers, and it's pub food. And on the other side, we have our dessert, Dolce. So we do hand-packed ice cream from and desserts. We have ice cream from the dairy store and our own desserts from cakes from MSU bakeries.
What years were you in college, Vennie?
I was in college from 1976 to 1980.
Okay, not too much different from my stay at Michigan State University. I can tell you there was a lot of discussion, people who lived in the dormitories, about when they could move into apartments or houses, and one of the big problems was always cited to be dorm food.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that if you brought people in on recruiting visits here, they would be very inclined to want to live in the dormitories, and I understand that you're systematically going about the renovation of dormitories all over campus.
Yes. We have a 10-year plan, and our 10-year plan right now is we're updating all of our food venues and Brody Complex, and you're absolutely correct. We've in the past 3 years, we renovated Holden Hall, we renovated Hubbard, we also renovated Owen Hall, and each one of those three facilities we've seen a return rate of better than 50% of students who live in Hall wanting to come back the next year. This year, Brody hasn't been one of the more popular places to live because I think students feel like it's away from campus and it's out on the outskirts. And right now we have a waiting list of roughly about 250 students who want to move from other residence halls over to Brody. So it is the power of having good food. I think you absolutely hit that correct.
Well, what you might just get is some of the media members over there who are looking after press conferences to stop and get something to eat. So, and again, it's not just open to students. If anyone else would like to come in there, and they can have lunch or dinner there too, right?
Absolutely, we're open to the public. We've been seeing, I put this in cash sale numbers. We've been doing about over the last 6 weeks about $48,000 in cash sales. What that means is people like yourself, media, families, local folks have been coming in to have a meal. When we opened up the gallery over in Snyder Phillips, it became a very popular Sunday brunch place because after church, folks could bring their meals and bring their kid. Bring for adults, it's $8.75, and it's all you care to eat. And for kids under 12, it's $4.50. So for a very reasonable price, it it's a good value. People felt like they can come in and feed their family after church. And so we're starting to see more and more of that.
It's also Wi-Fi accessible, and I imagine it'd be a great place to hang out, except you probably wouldn't lose much weight with all of the nine stations there. And I think I've sampled about six of the nine, so I can vouch for that. In terms of what this means economically, you cited some figures per week, but obviously you're in the business of attracting students or retaining students to the dorms.
Right.
What does this mean to the financial picture at Michigan State?
Well, I think what this means is that it makes us a highly competitive place for some for the best and brightest of students in Michigan. And so as students are out looking at academic programs, they begin to venture out and say, what's student life like? And as you know, we have a top 20 football team right now, another top 10 basketball team. The women's program's doing well. So from an athletic point of view, I think incoming freshmen can see they're going to get some good entertainment. And then when they're not in class, we have a number of academic programs that are world-class. So they have a good student life, and all that full package allows the institution to attract and retain best and the brightest students.
Well, I lived at Wonders Hall and McDonald Hall on campus, and very quickly, what's the next facility to be renovated?
We're going to be over at Case Hall this summer, and we will start Case Hall, and we will complete and reopen the dining. The room side will be open for the fall. The dining will be open in January of 2011.
All right. Thank you very much, Vinny. Good luck with the facility.
Thank you.